Hello and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we have a real treat for you today. There's a new film coming out called Meet the Mormons, and today our guest is Blair True. He's the executive producer, also the director, the writer of this film, just very heavily involved with the whole process and making of this film. Can you just first just tell me how you came up with this idea and how it came to be?
Well, it's tough because that was a long time ago. We've been at this for quite some time. It was back in 2010 that I was part of a group, a small group of executive producers, and we were tasked with coming up with new ideas. And specifically, we were asked to come up with a replacement film for the film that was running in the Legacy Theater. That's what this started out as. And so as we got into that, even though my training was in narrative film, which is, you know, working with a script and actors and that kind of thing, I'd done some work in documentaries and really loved that. I just kept feeling like this is the time for a documentary. And so that's what I initially pitched. And as it kind of started to take on some shape and form, that's what we kind of sent up the line, so to speak. And the idea was embraced. And, you know, ultimately they said, let's make it. Let's go ahead. And so that's what brought us here today. With a documentary.
I think a lot of misunderstandings in the public eye sometimes about Mormonism and the LDS Church, and the presidential race really put that front and center. Do you feel like this is a chance for people to really see what our religion is all about?
Absolutely. I think for so many years, people have, we've maybe by default allowed others to kind of tell our stories. And they've tended to focus on the sensational and the fringe aspects of who we are. And this is an opportunity for us to tell our own story, as it were. So I think that it will absolutely dispel common misconceptions and myths that people hold about us. For me, it's personally very exciting because I grew up in the quote-unquote mission field, as it were, in Southern California. You know, I went to a high school of about 6,000 students. And there may have been 8 to 12 Mormons in that school. So I grew up around this. These were good friends, but they had all these different misperceptions about us. And I almost felt like, okay, one by one, I'm going to help people understand just kind of by being myself. But that just wasn't going to cut it, you know. So an opportunity to do this on a grand scale was I think, what motivated the initial idea to do the documentary. And I just felt like, gosh, if people knew us for who we really are, their opinions about us I think would be different. And if we could just be allowed to tell our own stories and be ourselves, people, I think it would help lower defensive behavior, would help people understand us a little better. And I think in general, people are a little fearful of the unknown. And if they can just get to know us a little bit better, I think that would open up some doors of understanding.
So you didn't have to cast people, right? No actors, but you did have to cast actual real individuals who are of this faith. How did you narrow it down among the millions of Mormons across the world?
Well, that was a heavy task, and that was one that was shared by myself and Jeff Roberts, who we brought on as the producer on the project. And we worked hand in hand through that whole process, and he was great. Initially, it was very difficult. I mean, there's kind of two aspects to that question. One is the actual logistical, how did you find these families? And the other one is, how did you make a decision about who to be in the film? It's probably the most common question that I get asked. And in terms of the criteria by which we selected families, we first felt like if this is going to be a story about Mormons, we need to find people who are actively practicing their faith, whose faith is displayed in the way they live their lives. So that's first. Second, this is an international family. We're a worldwide global church. And so the film needs to reflect that. We need to have good diversity in the cast. If the cast represents everybody from the Wasatch Front, that's really doing a disservice to our brothers and our sisters who are overseas. And so we felt like it needed to have a diverse look and feel, which the film does. So that was certainly a big part of the decision on who we cast. The other part of it is really hard to nail down. It's more like I just felt like we were led to these people. And that may sound cliche, but I felt like as recommendations would come in based upon the criteria that we selected, we met a lot of wonderful families. As wonderful as these families are, I'm convinced that we could have chosen 5 or 6 completely different families and had the same result. But for whatever reason, these are the people that we were led to and we felt good about. And the stories are diverse. They each say something different. They speak to a different life experience. And so we're excited with the ones that we selected.
How long did the filming process take?
The actual filming took about 2.5 to 3 years from the time of actual production and editing. So we were on the road for quite a stretch there. Some of the families we had to revisit multiple times to tell their stories. It's tough in some instances to kind of put a story down into just 2 weeks or 1 week of life experience. Some because of the difficulty in getting to them, like one of our families is from Nepal. We had to tell his story just because the cost of getting there and staying there. We had to tell his story in one trip. Others, we could revisit those stories as they progressed along just because of the nature of those stories.
What do you think? I mean, these are obviously very different families with very, very different backgrounds, yet they all have the commonality of Mormonism and religion in their lives. Do you feel like there is a common thread that people are going to take away from this with each family?
Well, I think that's the beauty of a film like this. It shows that people come from all different cultures, all different backgrounds, but yet there's that common bond. One of the other things that the film really clearly illustrates is that though they come from different backgrounds, they don't have to abandon their culture to become LDS. Some of these stories are stories of conversion from great Catholic families or Hindu families, etc. And they still love their families, every bit as much as they did before they converted, and their families love them. And so it's a film that I think at its core illustrates that we respect people of all faiths and we love them regardless of those faiths. And we're really trying to find common ground. There's a story early on about an African-American bishop in Atlanta. His previous faith and his sister's a Baptist, for example. They get along great. And so it's about finding common ground and let's not be afraid and let's join together where we can and help build better communities.
What do you hope the audience and the viewer takes away from this?
It's really been interesting that as we've gone through this process of playing the film for smaller audiences who are not of our faith, they can't decide which is their favorite story. And I see that as a good thing, because what it means is that they're taking their life experience and they're pulling from each of these stories something that has meaning to them. They can articulate a favorite. Everybody can articulate a favorite story, but collectively it's different for everybody, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that answered your question, but I think the beauty is that there is a little something for everyone. There really is.
And Meet the Mormons comes out on October 10th, is that right?
That's right.
And where can people see it?
Well, that's in the works right now. It's going to be released in about 200 theaters, give or take, in the major markets across the United States. Major markets being, you know, the larger metropolitan areas. And in areas, obviously, where there's a good LDS presence. But it's important to note that if people want it in their area, if it doesn't first show up in where they live, they can request it through the website, which is www.meetthemormons.com, and they can navigate their way to a request it feature so that if we get enough requests in an area, we can actually book a theater for them and then they can go see the film.
Well, certainly a lot of heart and soul and thought and prayer and time and work and energy went into this, so we can't wait to see it. Blair True, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome. Great to be with you.